Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnasts United, Inc., Samadhi Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Today's devotional comes from the 365-day devotional, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. I'm only going to read a little bit of it. Be still in the light of my presence while I communicate love to you. There's no force in the universe as powerful as my love. You are constantly aware of the limitations, your own and others. But there is no limit to my love. It fills all of space, time, and eternity. Ephesians 3:16-19 says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that his love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Again, that was Ephesians 3:16-19. That is the word of the day. So today we are going to be talking about bouncing back from disappointment. So before we talk about the steps on how to do that, I just really want to talk about just disappointment. It's part of life. We all go through it. I think we normally think about something that has gone wrong or bad, or someone treated me wrong or bad, and the first thing we do is get emotional because we are just hurt. You know, I think we associate disappointment with hurt, but I really want you to think about changing your mindset or your perspective about disappointment. I want you to think that disappointment can be a good thing. You know, it means that you're passionate about something. You have high expectations, and it's okay to have high expectations because it's something that you are passionate about. So I want us to turn it around for it to be a good thing. So today we're going to talk about the three steps to bounce back from disappointment. The first step is that disappointment is an opportunity for understanding really who you are. This allows you to know what you want. Going through disappointment kind of lets you know how you feel. And if you do feel really hurt, you know that you never want to feel that pain again. So it really lets you know what you want out of life. And if you do come in contact with this type of disappointment again, you know how to turn left in a way so you don't have it anymore. When you go through disappointment, you want to think about that feeling on how can I make my life better from this disappointment? How can I turn it around so it's not so dreadful and emotional? What can I do to turn this around so this can be a bounce back? If you really are getting to know yourself, I would say go about how you feel in your heart. You know, when different things happen in life that are disappointing, you can't dread on them for too long because it'll hold you back from your purpose. So you really want to hold on to positivity. And even though there's disappointment, you do have another day to get things right or do things better to not feel that disappointment. disappointment can make your life better because you don't want to feel that way. I know that we have high expectations about many things in our lives, but, you know, disappointment happens to everyone and you will go through it multiple times in life. You have to figure out how to understand yourself so you can get through it in a positive way. We're going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll talk about our next two steps on bouncing back from disappointment. Welcome back to the Gripcast. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. We are talking about bouncing back from disappointment. The first step was the opportunity for understanding who you are to help with bouncing back. Our second step is that, you know, disappointment is an opportunity for growth. You can learn from your disappointments. You know, most of your disappointments, there's an error somewhere that needs to be fixed. Once you know what the error is, or, you know, who the individual is, you know, we have to try to fix the situation. I think when we dismiss our disappointments, they occur again, either in that same person or in that same thing. We really have to know how to get through it in a positive way. I think once you're aware of your issues or, you know, that error that you want to fix, it really helps you to build your maturity. You know, being able to acknowledge there's an error somewhere, I'm not feeling, I don't ever want to feel this way. Knowing that you never want that feeling to happen again and knowing really who you are is when you can move forward and you're building that maturity. And within maturity are experiences. You know, you're going to have multiple disappointments in life, but that's just how we grow as individuals. You know, so we can learn from each disappointment that we have. That is just part of growing. So that is number two. Disappointment is an opportunity to grow. Number three, disappointment makes you stronger. You know, we all go through hardships. And through the hardships, there is a lesson learned. If not, I do believe that things repeat itself if you haven't learned that lesson. So you really want to learn from your disappointments. And like I said, you want to turn them into something that's positive that you learn from and can move forward within your life. You want to think about the brighter side of things, even though you might be going through hardships. Always look at what is positive out of a negative situation or a disappointment. And then knowing that, you know, I don't want to say it's not the end of the day, but I think when we go through disappointments, we just think our life is just ruined. You can't think that way. You have to think, okay, I'm struggling right now in this situation or this day or with someone. I will get past this. Tomorrow's a new day. I'm going to do better. I'm going to learn from this situation. I'm going to learn to distance myself from corrupt people or people that I just can't deal with. It's okay to say no, and it's okay to walk away from people that give you disappointment. So going through all three once again, bouncing back from disappointment, understanding who you are. This is a great opportunity to learn who you are. Two, disappointment is an opportunity for growth. This is a part of you that you are maturing through. And then three, disappointment makes you a stronger person. It really does. At the end of the day, you will know how you feel and you will know at the end of the day what makes you feel better. And it's hard to let go some of the disappointments that we have, but that's part of life. And letting go is one of the hardest things that, you know, we have to do. But I think as we mature, we know when to let go. So, you know, within gymnastics, you know, I always try to apply things to life. I think sometimes gymnasts and coaches and judges get so caught up into what they're doing that we're kind of all in a bubble and we're only just thinking about gymnastics. But I always tried to link gymnastics with life, especially with my athletes that I had when I had my gym. There's always lessons that can be learned. And I think we all get caught up into high expectations, and that when it doesn't pan out to what we want, everything kind of crashes and we have this emotional breakdown, or, you know, we can't cope with different things. But know that your disappointments won't last always. There's always a season of positivity, and there's always a season that you're thriving. We do have those down seasons because that's just part of life and that's just part of growing. But know that you don't have to be stuck there the rest of your life. It's just a part of your life. And know that you can bounce back from it. If you are having some hardships and some disappointments, or people that are disappointing you because you have really high expectations of what you think about them or what you think that they should be doing for you or to you or, you know, to help you. People fall short. Things fall short. So we have to learn how to move forward and know what's best for us. So once again, those three bounce backs for disappointment are understanding who you are, opportunities for growth, and you making yourself a stronger person. So once again, thank you so much for listening to the Gripcast. We want to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samadhi Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. If you would like to send a donation, you may go to www.anchor.fm/Gymnast United Inc. or www.thegripcast.com. If you would also like to be a sponsor, you can just email us at thegripcast@gmail.com. And we appreciate your support. Thank you for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered.